this bulletin. Heavy rain and widespread flooding continues to cause havoc in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders nuclear deterrent forces to be put on high alert. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal continues his remarkable start to the season by winning the Mexican Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Heavy rain has continued overnight in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, with the Brisbane River expected to reach its peak at 8 o'clock this morning. More than 1,000 schools in Queensland will be closed today, with widespread flooding across the region, including in Brisbane, where thousands of homes and businesses could be inundated. The days-long flooding crisis has already claimed 6 lives in Queensland, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk asking residents to stay at home.
But I don't want to see any more deaths, so please, please, if you do not have to be out today, just stay at home, because this water is unrelenting at the moment.
Meantime, the search will recommence this morning to find a man missing in floodwaters in northern New South Wales. The search, initially conducted by police rescue and state emergency service volunteers, was called off late on Sunday because of floodwater dangers. Police say the man was last seen on Sunday afternoon by officers on a street in Lismore, calling for assistance from floodwater nearby, but they lost sight of him a short time later. People in northern New South Wales are being warned the weather system will intensify over this week as it moves south from Queensland. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russia's nuclear deterrent forces to be put on high alert amid tensions with the West over his invasion of Ukraine. The alert means Mr. Putin has ordered Russia's nuclear weapons to be prepared for increased readiness to launch. Speaking from a meeting with top officials on Sunday, Mr. Putin says leading NATO powers had made aggressive statements towards Russia and the president himself.
Dear colleagues, you see that not only are the Western countries engaged in unfriendly actions towards our country in the economic field, I'm talking about the illegitimate sanctions everyone knows about very well, but the top NATO member countries' officials allow themselves aggressive statements towards our country as well. That's why I'm ordering the Defence Minister and Chief of the General Staff to switch the Russian Army's deterrent forces onto a high alert mode of combat standby duty.
The European Union has outlined the details of its latest sanctions against Russia over its assault on Ukraine. New measures will be added to the sanctions list after the EU announced yesterday the eviction of Russia from the SWIFT banking system. The existing sanctions will be extended to target Belarus. All Russian flights will be banned from the EU's airspace. Measures put in place to counter Russia's information war and lethal weapons will be sent to Ukraine. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says many of the measures are historic.
For the first time ever, the European Union will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack. This is a watershed moment. In another unprecedented step, we will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik will no longer be able to spread their lies to justify Putin's war and to sow division in our union.
To other news now, inmates at a Western Australian jail have rioted, reportedly over concerns about prisoners infected with COVID-19. Western Australia's Justice Department says the prisoners have scaled a roof and set fires in cells at the privately run medium security Acacia Prison east of Perth. Corrective Services Special Operations Group officers have been sent to quell the unrest. The WA Prison Officers Union says it believes the riot broke out when inmates with COVID-19 were being moved to a different unit. To tennis, Rafael Nadal has continued his incredible start to the season by winning the Mexican Open. The 6-4, 6-4 win over Britain's Cameron Norrie is Nadal's third title of the season and extends his career best start to the year to 15 straight wins. It's also Nadal's fourth Mexican title and comes a full 17 years after his first, which gives him a unique record as both the youngest and oldest man to win the event. The 35-year-old world number 5 says the match was played in very hot, humid and difficult conditions.
Cameron is a very solid player, he's a tricky player. He makes you feel that you cannot play comfortable against him at all. So I have been going through some very difficult moments, not during the match, no, but I was able to save and then take advantage when I had the chances. No, so very pleased. It's a very important title for me, so I can't be happier.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a sunny day, 36. Adelaide, showers, 27. Melbourne, humid and partly cloudy, 26. Hobart, humid with showers developing, 22. Canberra, showers, 24. Wollongong, much the same. Sydney, showers and 24. Newcastle, also showers, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, similar conditions, 34. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.